one, but it's not what I expected.
A long way from Three Firs, said Stammel soberly. You were...
He shook his head.
You were such a young recruit. I could see the dream in your eyes. Songs, magic swords, flying horses, I dare say, and yet so practical, too. And the company wasn't what you expected either, was it?
Pox laughed. No. Cleaning, repairing walls, mending uniforms. We all hated that at first.
But you stuck it out. And now you've saved the Duke's life. Again. I don't forget what happened in Arrhenius. Well, I've talked long enough. Too long, it may be. The Duke wants you in conference before dinner tonight.
The Duke looked much better, rested and alert. He leaned over the map spread on the table. The captains were all there but Krakonia, who had the watch. As Pox came in, they looked up. The Duke smiled and waved her over to the table.
We're trying to remember, Pox, the details of something that happened when I first took over this stronghold. You've never been to the lairs, I think. When I first came, we drove the orcs out of there. We hoped for good, and explored some of their tunneling. Unhealthy sport. We lost several men to cave-ins, and I finally forbade any more of it. But Jandalier thinks he remembers one tunnel that led off southwest, toward us.
I'm sure of it, said Arkelin. I remember because it was straighter than the rest, and wider. It wasn't all that long. He pointed out the spot on the map.
Couldn't have come past here. You know that swampy area, where the springs are? It ended there, in a cave-in. Those stupid orcs had tried to burrow mud. We thought they'd intended to get close enough for a surprise attack. Those old rubble walls weren't worth much.
The first stronghold, Doran put in, built by someone from Varela.
But now, we wonder if that tunnel's been repaired and brought on in, said the Duke. If it ends, for instance, in that wine cellar.
They'll have a surprise, said Doran grimly.
Bad place to fight, said Pont. Cramped, the way orcs fight. We'll have to count on losing some.
He paused for a sip of water.
Better than fighting in their tunnel, though. If they have pole arms, that'd be suicide.
Surely we can trap them. Doran rested both elbows on the table. If we clear the room, we can have archers ready to pop the first ones through. That hole isn't big enough to let more than two out at once.
If we knew what they're planning, began Arkelin.
The Duke interrupted.
Exactly. Poxenarian, you have more experience in this than we have. You recognize the lady as an agent of Akria, and you have dealt with her agents and clerics before. What can we expect?
For an instant, as they all watched her, Pox could say nothing. She was the youngest there, the lowest rank. How could she advise them?
My lord, I am not sure what you already know.
Don't worry about that. Start at the beginning.
Well then, Akria, the webmistress, is not high in the citadels of evil, according to my teachers in Finn Pinnear, but she involves herself directly with men and elves, and is therefore more familiar. She delights in intricate plots, and ensnares men to evil deeds by slow sorceries of years. Where Liart, the master of torments, prefers direct assault and torture, Akria spins web within web, and likes the struggles of the victim as much as the final meal, so they say.
Pox paused for a breath. She hated speaking directly of Akria or Liart, either one. She hates the elves most, it is said, because they see clearly, and her arts cannot fool them, and Girdsmen and Phocians, because they will not compromise with evil for any immediate good. Her plots cannot prosper in peaceful, well-kept lands, so she is always brewing plots.